A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. It is Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nasai, Tashanayin Vav. In this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us at the end of the Parsha, in great detail, the karbanos that the Nasiim brought for the consecration of the Mishkan, for the Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Torah tells us, Vayakrivu es karbanos lefnei Hashem, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, they brought their karbanos in front of Hashem, Shesh Eglos Tzav Ushnei Aser Bagar, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen. Agala al shnei hanasiim b'shar la'echad. A wagon from each, 2 princes and an ox from each one. This is the carbon, this is the nedava that each nasi brought for the Chanukas HaMishkan, from the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Kla Yisrael, when they brought for the Mishkan, the Torah tells us in Shemois, Perek Lamevav, Pasuk Zayin, v'hamlocha ha'isadayim, they brought too much. And of course we know that the Nesiim waited until Klal Yisrael brought their Nedavos, and they brought what was at the end. Whatever was left over, that's what they completed. And for that reason, we know that the Yud is missing in Nesiim in this Parsha. What's interesting to note in this week's Parsha, in this Pasuk, is that the Torah tells us that 6 covered wagons were brought, a wagon from each of the 2 princes. That means that each prince, each Nasi, brought only a half of a wagon. Why didn't each Nasi bring his own wagon? Why did he have to only donate half a wagon? What is the reason? He couldn't afford to give a whole wagon? Is there any purpose, or is there any message in this that each Nasi only brought a half? We know that in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything for a purpose. There is nothing that's extra. So too it is in the Bnias HaMishkan, when the Mishkan was built. The Mishkan was a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godliness and divine purpose inherent in all of creation would be revealed and manifest. There was nothing unnecessary or underutilized in the Mishkan or in the bringing of the components for the Mishkan. Because if it would be underutilized or unnecessary, that would compromise the integrity of the Mishkan. It's for that reason that the Nesiim brought only 6 wagons. It must be that the Mishkan only needed 6 wagons. These wagons were used for the Levium, to assist the Levium in transporting the Mishkan and its parts. More than that was not needed. They did not need 7 or 8 or 9 or 12. All they needed was 6. Therefore, that's all they gave. They didn't give anything more than was absolutely necessary. Perhaps we can take this one step further. This is true of the Mishkan that we create within ourselves. We know, the Torah says, V'shachanti b'seichom, in Shemais, Chazal say, V'seich kol echad ve'echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'seichom. Make a mikdash for me, and I will dwell among them, not only amongst the Mishkan, but also amongst every single person in Klal Yisrael. Each of us are commanded to, so to speak, create ourselves and make ourselves into a Mishkan. That Mishkan, just like the Mishkan from so long ago in the Midbar, has its components, and each component is special, each component is critical to the Malacha and the Mishkan, to what needs to be done. So too it is with us and our talents and potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to each of us talent and potential, and it is our job to make sure that it is not underutilized and not used at all, chas v'shalom. When our potential is fully utilized for the purpose it was created, so like Chazal tell us, and the Pasuk says, Kol anikra b'shmi l'chaydi barasiv yatzartiv afasisiv. We were created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we use our talents, and its complete and most effective ways, we will have been successful in creating and making ourselves into a Mishkan. Good Shabbos.